My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. We're ready to start our live set here. Really pleased to be joined this week by Jillian and the Giants. They've got a show coming up on Saturday. It's over at Skybar. They'll be joined by Copper and Congress and Pipelights on that one. But we'll get a little sneak preview tonight and chat with them a little bit later. So, without further ado, live from Studio 2A, Jillian and the Giants.
Sunset getting late.
name is Matt Milner. This is Locals Only, and I am live in Studio 2A with Jillian and the Giants. Thanks for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
So why don't we start off with introductions? Everyone can let us know who they are and what they're doing tonight.
I'm Jillian, and I sing and play piano and guitar.
I'm Chris, and I'll play guitar this evening.
I'm Bryn. I'm playing the drums tonight.
And I'm Paul. I'm playing bass.
All right. So, Jillian, we had you in, I guess it would have been a little over a year ago, something like that.
Yes.
With your solo project. And at the time, Jillian and the Giants was not yet in existence. It was just in... barely even a figment of your imagination. But now here we are. These songs sound great in a full band setting. And obviously your band also has a lot of experience playing together in another setting. So let's kind of hear a little bit of the story about how we got from last year to you playing a lot of these songs as a solo artist to Jillian and the Giants.
It's been a lot of fun. These guys obviously have been playing for... a little over 20 years as Shrimp Chaperone, the surf rock band, and they play all the time, and they're amazing. I had the solo album Electric Moon that came out, and I always had the idea that I wanted a big band behind, but I wasn't sure how to make it happen. And sometimes the easiest solution is the correct solution, and water takes the path of least resistance. And if you have three people who've been in a band forever and it's easy and awesome and great, like, you just don't mess with perfection. So I've been really honored and blessed to have these guys hang out with me and play on all these tunes. And it's been less of, or it's been starting to be a collaboration. So there's a lot more input. For example, one of the songs that we'll be singing in the next spot was written by Chris Callahan, who has this cache of amazing pop songs that he wrote. And I think this one was Rodeo Palms, was from the late 90s, Dismal's era.
Yes.
Good story, Chris.
He's very eloquent. He's so well spoken.
So when did you guys first start to play together as Jillian and the Giants? When did that transition happen?
It was really soon after Electric Moon came out. And I had heard all this stuff, and I had put all these layers of extra instruments on that album, and none of it was good. I'm a singer first, and everything else kind of came to facilitate that afterwards. And nothing sounded right. And so I stripped it all down, and it was just this really bare-bone, straightforward singer-songwriter thing. And it's not how I heard it. And so there's a few songs that I play and played out that I knew a band needed to be on, but I didn't put on Electric Moon specifically because I wanted a band behind it, like My Baby and Chicago. So that's another thing that's just really transformed those songs and made them livable. They have a life.
So for you guys, for so many years of playing together in a very different style and in a different context too, when you're playing it as a trio and as an instrumental trio, it's a different kind of beast. So what's been the transition like for you guys over the course of the last year or so as you find a way to fit into the context of this project?
Well, I think it's fair to say that we all kind of play a lot less. You know, we're serving the song rather than just entertaining with these melodies and a lot of really known melodies and other stuff that we've written.
Right.
This really has to serve the song and really starts from this. And as you kind of heard on those first two songs, it's sparse on purpose so that she has a chance to shine through, and the piano and that and the stuff that worked on the solo stuff has a chance to shine through. So that's really different than just trying to be a rock band.
Right. Are there areas where you found that over the course of playing with Jillian that you've seen your approach change, your approach to arranging these songs, or in some case to actually bringing original songs to Jillian as well?
I think it's yes and no. I think that the addition of Chris's writing and filling out Mr. Airplane, which is an album that we're putting together, that has kind of come along a little more organically. It just kind of grew out of it. I was like, here, I have these songs. Help me play them. And it's just, they can sit down and hear it one time. Mm-hmm. And how blessed am I that you're just like, this is how they do it. And they can just pop right into all these rhythms and melodies out of nowhere.
Well, I think it's a great tribute to, well, to all of the musicians in the room, for that matter, that there's such a wide gulf, at least on the surface, between the Shrimp's Chaperone material and what this sounds like. And it's funny because when I first, back when you started playing as Jillian and the Giants, and I saw that it was basically you with Shrimp Chaperone, I thought, well, gosh, that's not what I would have necessarily expected if you were going to start playing with other people. But it's a testament to all of you that you've found a way to marry, very different backgrounds into a very harmonious sound. So, before we get into this next set, I'm curious to hear just sort of from a live performance perspective, how has it been different now that you're playing as part of a band and playing off of other people in a live setting as opposed to, a year ago when you're doing the solo thing?
I think there's been a few very distinct, different versions that we present. It depends on the gig. The gig is really important. So you have these little tiny gigs like Unplugged downtown where mm-hmm. it's really quiet and everyone's kind of drinking wine and eating. It's more of an ambient atmospheric type thing. And we've done a trio setting where it's just Paul on bass and Chris on guitar and me on piano. And it's just really acoustic and quiet. Mm-hmm. And then for bigger shows like Congress or Plush or something like that, we can bring out the big guns and you rely a little heavier on big fun covers like House of the Rising Sun and No Diggity and all these like really like cool rockin' type things.
Sure.
So it's been easier than I thought to turn the dial to make those shows work. Mm-hmm. And it's, I don't know if it's Tucson or musicians in general, but I mean, the different styles of music that just the people in this room have played in different bands, like the list is just, I mean, there's at least 40, like since the late 90s on, but crazy punk metal craziness and cool blues trio like Will Johnson. Just a lot of different types of music for the people in here. So it's,
Were you guys, before this project started, had you been thinking about trying to stretch your legs a little bit, so to speak, and try something different with a project like this, or did it kind of come out of nowhere?
I think Paul can speak best to that. Paul?
We, through the years, kind of had some different projects, kind of spontaneous composition things, and Chris had always had a lot of great kind of more pop songs that we were always trying to find a home for and find a good means to kind of play those songs because they're always some of my favorites. And so is this nice kind of serendipity as far as this coming together and being able to showcase some of those songs in a way and also push our musical chops in some different sonic spaces. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I think it's important to mention, too, that the whole reason for the surf band is because none of us can sing. So having somebody that can sing really is helping us grow quite a lot.
There you go. All right, so we're going to get into our next set here. Before we do, I want to remind everyone, as we mentioned before, that you're playing a set on Saturday over at Sky Bar, and that's with Copper and Congress and Pipe Lights. We'll talk about that show. We'll also talk about the album that you're working on during the next set. But first, let's hear a couple more tunes here. You're listening to Jillian and the Giants here on Locals Only.
I was the outro.
My name's Matt Milner. This is Locals Only and live in Studio 2A with Jillian and the Giants. Thanks again for coming down tonight, everybody.
Thanks for having us, Matt.
So in the last little break, you alluded to a new album that you're working on together. So let's hear a bit about that.
We're still in the practicing stages right now, and we'll be recording probably in the next couple of months at our home studio. our being mine and Paul's kind of music room space. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting. I'm glad that these songs have a place to live. And it's going to be about 11 songs, hopefully around November as a set date for a release. And yeah, it's called Mr. Airplane.
So even though, you know, we're early in the stages, it sounds like you already have a sense for what the final product is. You've got the songs picked out, you know, the title, you've got, you know, the roadmap to where it's going to end up. So tell me, what is the kind of unifying principle, if there is one, behind this 11-song batch? Why these 11 songs?
It's odd. There's actually a visual tying together. So there's a few music videos that I have in mind. So specifically in Mr. Airplane, which is this kind of like staccato piano song that we're not playing today, but it's on, there's a sneak peek on our website. It's this really cool old toy airplane that I had. Hmm. And it is this kind of thought about the highs and lows of the music industry. And a lot of the songs that I wrote on the album have been about the feelings that I've gotten in learning how to book gigs and play music in the Tucson local scene. So it's actually it's a sweet, emotional kind of song. But I think that's the underlying theme of at least the songs that I bring to it. But fumbled my way through that.
Yeah. Well, you weren't the only person to bring some songs to the album, though, it sounds like. Who else contributed songs to the album?
So we've got a few songs on the list. Rodeo Pumps, which was number two. There's a song called Animal, which is written by Chris Callahan, which we heard on The Current a few weeks ago on Rusty's show. Mm-hmm. We played a version of that was by the Dismals, I think, at that point, which is written about your lovely lady, Yvonne. And that is super gorgeous. I don't know if there's a theme, per se, for the songs that Chris wrote. But what I do know is that anytime Chris has said, oh, I've got, you know, this song that I wrote and it's all right. And then there's just this like treasure trove of amazing pop songs that he wrote, that I am just dying to listen to and excited every time I hear it. And then it's immediately stuck in your head, you know, all day. Basically any way we can get those in there, I'm excited about. I don't know if that's theme oriented, but I'm just like more Chris songs.
Chris, has it been fun to hear some of these songs that you wrote a long time ago reimagined with such a great vocalist?
Totally, yeah. I'm not much of a singer, and the way these things are kind of pushed out, it's almost more in a novelty vein. And when my songwriting got more serious, I don't think our performance in that band really kept up with that. We never did anything with them either, and so they've just been sitting there for 20, 25 years doing nothing. So it's nice to see some new life. And with Rodeo Palms that we just did now, Jill basically did her own take on it, and then we're building this stuff on top of that. So it really has completely abandoned the old song, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. So as you get started to actually start recording here, tell me a little bit about what your anticipated approach to recording will be. Obviously, this is different than when you were recording Electric Moon. You still have the luxury of having control over the process by doing it at home, but it's a different kind of animal. So what's the plan of attack here for recording this?
Well, we had two different approaches. So there's two albums specifically that come to mind from this room. So there was Electric Moon that I did kind of all by myself, and I would stay up until like 3 a.m. and Paul would come in and be like, it's time to go to bed. So that happened, and it was just a very like personal solo experience. And then Shrimp, Trilobite Weekend, was also recorded at our house.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's 11, 12 original surf songs on it.
Sure. I think it's 9. Something like that.
And it was like a 3-day period, and you guys just knocked it out, right? It was like a practice?
Yeah, we kind of ran through. It was all live, all three of us playing at the same time. And I think we ran every song twice. And it was kind of a very Miles Davis. You live with you live with what the take was. And then we played around with it for quite some time after that. But that was all the content was there. And I think Chris had some good ideas as far as like rules about we will add no more than one extra track, one extra instrument, So we would add a guitar here or percussion there. But it was kind of neat to set up some of those frameworks to give you that discipline so you just didn't keep an infinite loop of adding elements. So I think there's possibilities in both of those. I think it's kind of neat to build up the songs to click, and play it in that way, but also that kind of that live spontaneity and playing off each other. Mm-hmm. So I think there's room in these songs and on this record for both of those approaches.
Do you expect that, maybe you'll try out both of those approaches for the same song? So, approach one song from a couple different angles and kind of see how it turns out, or will it be a little bit more planned out than that?
I think that's the idea. I mean, we'll be flying by the seat of our pants. We've never recorded together as a whole band before, and it was such a different style for both of us or for our relative albums. So I think, it's going to be a little bit of trial and error on that. But it'll still be cool and exciting and excited.
Did you learn some lessons in terms of recording vocals on Electric Moon that you're going to apply here? Or is that something that's also still a little bit of a trial and error?
I don't think so. I think, I know that I got a much better microphone for Christmas. I got, what is it? An SM57?
There you go.
I get the good one. For those in radio land, I'm very, picky about that.
I think that might be the biggest, take for or difference from it.
Uh-huh.
Is my new Christmas present.
Do you find it easier to sing in a live setting or when you're recording and sitting there either alone in a room or with a couple of very quiet people around you?
it's either yes or a total no. So the audience, if there's a lot of people, it's either totally makes it awesome for me or it's really terrifying and it's not really an in-between. But the cool thing about recording at home is you just do it 100 times until you want it right, which sometimes I can be kind of a perfectionist about stuff. So it's nice to have that. But it's, I think it depends on the audience for sure. Mm-hmm.
So we touched on it before, but you've got a show coming up on Saturday over at Skybar, and you'll be joined by Copper and Congress and Pipelights on that one. Have you played with either of those bands before?
In different factions. A couple of the people who play in Pipelights used to play in the Borderline Sound, which is a band that we've played in a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Abby Corcoran is the singer in that, and she has this really cool kind of Fiona Apple style voice, and Clarissa Sarabia plays drums, and they're just really tight. They're a great, I think there's 4 people in this band, but this is their new thing. And then Copper and Congress, I've played with Katie in a solo thing at La Casina, but this will be the first time that our full bands all play together on the same bill.
Excellent. And do you have a sense for where in the night you guys are going to be playing yet?
We're going to be playing second. So it's going to go Pipelights and then us and then Copper and Congress on last.
And it gets started, around 9?
9 o'clock,
something like,
yeah.
9 o'clock? Okay, great. So that's going to be on Saturday over at Skybar on 4th Avenue. Anything else in the pipeline that we want to mention while we've got a live microphone in front of us?
I guess we kind of have a big weekend going on. So we have the show on Saturday, and then on Sunday evening we play at Shay's from 7 to 9 on the patio.
Perfect.
So if you're wanting a nice little hangover show or something to end out the weekend, Shay's will be a fun place to do that.
Yeah, I can hear those Sunday those patio shows on my in my kitchen. And I always really enjoy just whenever I'm actually around and cooking, opening up the window. So I'll look forward to the sounds lilting through my window on Sunday. But in any event, we're really grateful that you all came down. Really looking forward to the new album in the fall, Mr. Airplane, and we'll definitely enjoy spinning it here. We're looking forward to it. We've got time for some more. I know you've got a couple more planned. And if by any chance you wrap up a little bit early, I'll slip out. Maybe we'll play a Copper in Congress song and a Shrimp Chaperone song to fill out the rest of the hour here. So, but you're listening to Jillian the Giants. Yeah. Heard a terrific set by Jillian and the Giants, who are playing two shows this weekend. The first is over at Sky Bar on Saturday, and it's with Copper and Congress. So we're going to hear a track by Copper and Congress called Red, and then we'll wrap things up tonight with a track by Shrimp Chaperone, who's the alter ego of the Giants, of Jillian and the Giants. So in any event, want to thank everybody for listening it tonight. Coming up next, here's Jillian and the Giants. Oh, sorry. We just heard Jillian and the Giants. Gosh, you can tell it's a Monday, I guess. Anyway, coming up next, we'll hear Copper and Congress, who, as I said, are playing with Jillian and the Giants on Saturday. And then you can catch Jillian and the Giants again on Sunday at Chez. So here's Red by Copper and Congress. Thank you.
Tell me this is my body. Tell me one day it will tire. Cause I don't know why to end all this desire. When time starts, does it make it all okay? When it feels like a gift, is there help to pay?